Hey everybody, before we get started, I got some programming slash housekeeping notes. As always, if you like what you're hearing, rate, review, subscribe on your podcast platform that you prefer. Also, if you enjoy what you're listening to, tell your friends, tell your brothers, tell your sisters, tell your moms, tell your dads, tell that annoying coworker that always insists on having a Zoom happy hour on Fridays when you just want to go home, or tell your boss, I don't care. Just if you enjoy it, tell somebody. But the most important thing you can do is rate, review, subscribe. There's always going to be the option if you want to support us for as little as 99 cents a month financially. But other than that, I would really love if you guys just start telling one person a week. If you don't want to tell anybody directly, what you can do is you can take a screenshot of your phone when you're listening to it and post it to your Instagram story. Speaking of Instagram, we have an Instagram page. Go follow us. That's how you'll get the most up-to-date news. Sometimes I post teasers about what I'm going to talk about ahead of time. And you get to know that right when the episode's dropped, I will tell you as soon as I hit publish on my computer that it's dropped on Instagram instead of having to wait to see it pop up there on your phone. With all that being said, let's get into today's episode. Thank you. Let's go. Alright, guys, welcome to today's episode. Hope you listen to those programming notes. I know it gets a little annoying sometimes, but they're the first minute of the show, so if you need, hit the 15-second skip button, jump through that. As always, I'd like your support, but I get it, the housekeeping's a little boring. On today's episode, I'm just going to talk about some stuff. I don't really have a plan like I've had the last few episodes where it's anything specific I want to talk about. I'm going to be a little, it's going to seem like it's all over the place, but I actually had a hard time picking between topics this week and decided instead of half-assing, one or two topics, I would half-ass them all in one episode instead of being like, oh, I'm gonna do a little bit of research on this, I'm gonna do a little bit of research on that, and have two episodes. And I still plan on having two episodes this week, but I decided since I couldn't decide between the topics, I'll just talk about both things here. The first one is one I got a message about, and I know I've mentioned it a few times on the podcast, is I used to be 220 pounds. I've been as low as 165 pounds was my initial weight loss. I'm back up a little bit to 180, 175, depending on the day. And I've gotten some questions about that. The first question is, you never looked like you were that big. I carry my weight weird, so that's the answer to the question. Yes, I was 220 pounds. I'm not just saying that to make people feel like sorry for me or to seem cool or something. I actually got up to that. I just don't carry the weight where people can see it as much. And if you see my wardrobe before then, I wore a lot of baggy clothes to cover it up. It helps that my job at the time required me to wear a chef's jacket, which a chef's jacket is, for anybody who doesn't know, is baggy, really, 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 really baggy. Keep all that in mind. I was actually 220 pounds. Now, the way I lost that weight, it was kind of a struggle for me to start losing weight. I feel like everybody who tries to lose weight kind of starts the same way. You start eating super clean. And just feel miserable about it. You start trying to run a million miles a day and feel miserable about that. And at least for me, when I tried all those things, it always ended up the same way. I'd make it 2, maybe 3 days, and then I would start feeling like crap after like a few days of eating like crap, or going from running no miles a day to running 3, and then your body's sore, you don't want to do it anymore. And you stop, and at least for me, every time I stop, I'd actually get worse in weight. My weight would go up because I'd be like, oh, I ate salads for lunch and dinner the last 3 days. I can have a whole pizza. And then, I'd bloat up and all that. What really helped me start losing weight when I lost weight was I got a gym membership and I was actually about to cancel it because my initial thought was, I'm gonna get a gym membership, I'm gonna wake up every morning. At the time, I was working the night shift at a job, so I would wake up every morning and go to the gym, be home, and then go to my night shift job. And but my initial thought was I'd be like, okay, I'll wake up, go run a few miles at the gym. I live in Texas. Running outside for a good portion of the year is miserable, and no one wants to do it. And even still to this day, being in some of the best shape I've ever been in, when it's hot, 100 plus degrees, it's hard to run a mile, let alone anything more than that. And being someone who desperately wanted to lose weight, I was thinking, oh, I need to run like 5 miles a day. So I was really close to deciding, I'm just gonna cancel this gym membership. Working out isn't working for me. I need to figure something else out. When I had a friend tell me, growing up and being in college, even through college, I had always looked at lifting weights as a way to get bigger, not a way to lose weight. And I had a friend who, he's been lifting weights for a while, let me know. He's like, the part that makes you bigger isn't the actual lifting of weights. Yeah, your muscles will get bigger, but the part that makes you put on weight is how you eat. You can lose weight while lifting weights. It's just you have to eat like you normally would. So I started lifting weights and I started losing, like, after about a month, I lost about 5 pounds. More than anything I'd done, just running and starving myself, and I didn't change my diet. So at the time, my girlfriend wasn't living in the same town as me, so she came up one weekend and, convinced me that to lose some serious weight, I would need to change my diet. So I changed my diet, start eating, and this is where I did it different. I changed my diet to where in the morning I would have 2 to 3 eggs. I cut out my diet up until this point had always been I'm gonna wake up and eat oatmeal because it was easy, and that was it. Or I'd skip breakfast, and the whole thing with that, I've come to find out, is skipping breakfast would cause your body, or at least for me, to crave that food more. So by the time lunch rolled around, I was overeating at lunch and not losing any weight. So I tried this 3 eggs in the morning, and then I got a healthy lunch, which would be anything from, it would be chicken, spinach, and then a healthy carb. So most of the time it was sweet potatoes because I could chop those up a bunch of different ways, make them tasty and not burn out. And then I would be able to have whatever I wanted for lunch or dinner. I would just limit the amount I had. I got to the point where I was actually, excuse me. I got to the point where I would actually weigh out my dinners to make sure I wasn't overeating at dinner. And then that's when the weight really started to come off. I even got to the point where I could stop going to the gym 5 days a week. I know a lot of people don't like to go lift. Oh, I'm going to go lift 5 days a week. Today's chest day. Tomorrow's back day, arm day, whatever. I started finding workouts. Like, I did deep dives. I always joked that I could have been, a physical therapist by the end of that, even though, a lot more goes into it. But I did some deep dives and found workouts that use a lot of muscles, burned a lot of calories, and I could work out 3 times a week for at max 30 minutes a session. And those workouts, if anybody was interested, was you'd start, you would do, you, not necessarily start, but I would like to, if I could get in there, either start with squats or deadlifts. I would start with, I'd try to start with those just because, at least for me, if I did those last, I would feel those the most, because to me, they were the exercise I struggled the most with. I've always had issues, lifting heavy with squats, and then also with deadlifts. I feel like I'm like everybody else who kind of taught themselves deadlifts. They're always a little intimidating. So I'd start with those. Then I would do either a standing or seated shoulder press. I would then move on to a form of bench press, either dumbbell bench press or a standard barbell bench press. And then some form of bent over rows, either with the bar or with dumbbells. And those would basically be my workouts. I may do pull-ups or lat pull-downs to add a little extra to it. And then to get cardio in, I would do like a stair climber, or I'd walk or ride a bike. At this point, what I noticed is I needed to start doing cardio not for weight loss reasons, but for just overall health. It's really easy. You don't work out your heart, obviously. You do. Your heart rate gets elevated when you do these weightlifting. But I did notice, like, it would be nice to be able to, especially when you're 200 plus pounds and only 5'10". It would be nice to be able to walk places and not be winded. So I'd add those in, but it was never like super high intensity. If I did the stair stepper, I'd do it for time. If I ran, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to do 10 minutes. And at least for me, what that did is it would make me not think, holy crap, I need to go as hard as I can so I can get this distance. And then be done with it. It would be like, okay, I'm going for this time. I'll pace myself, not kill myself, and I was getting the same results. And then, around that time, I got down to the weight I was at. I'm currently at around 180. And then around that time, I started doing jujitsu. Jujitsu, for those who don't know, it's a grappling martial art. It's a lot like wrestling, except when you hit the ground, you keep going. And that slowly started replacing my cardio, because it's cardio in itself. You have someone laying on you trying to choke you, you're trying to choke them, you're moving a lot, trying to rip someone's arm off, whatever it may be, and it just takes a lot out of you. And that's when I really started, I would do that 2 times a week, because now it's a little different. My mindset behind martial arts has changed, but when I first started that, it was a supplemental thing to my workout, just something to keep me entertained, because like everybody else, I'm no different. I get bored doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. So it'd be 3 days a week. I would still do my weights. I would head to the local Gold's Gym, crank out some lifting, and then, the other 2 days a week, I would go to jujitsu, get my butt kicked, learn a self-defense technique, and also, get some cardio in. And before I knew it, I was 160 pounds. And I was still sticking to that same diet, super strict for the first 2 meals of the day, and then whatever I wanted with relative ease, and maybe some weighing of the food at the end of the day. But slowly, one thing I never thought I'd be able to do was, at a certain point, I was able to stop weighing food. I was able to tell, like, okay, this is about, a serving. I'm good to go. However, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I'm now around 175, 180 pounds. And that's for 2 reasons. The first being, keeping a diet like that is hard. It's a little, it's hard and a little, you know, I can't think of the word right now. It's unsustainable to a point. You know, you want to be able to go out to lunch with people and still be able to skip or have whatever you want to eat. So I kind of started changing it, knowing as long as I worked out at least a couple times a week, I would be able to maintain a decent weight. And, you know, at 165 pounds, and working out as much as I did, I was walking around, you know, like I was ready for a photo shoot or ready to go shoot a movie where I'm, you know, looking, you know, pretty lean, pretty shredded, had the full-on six-pack all the time. And just frankly, it wasn't sustainable. It wasn't fun anymore. And then, you know, with my reading and stuff that I was doing to try to lose weight and all that stuff, I was realizing that I could, you know, being that cut probably wasn't the best for me anyway. I was probably the healthiest I'd been at the time, but, you know, part of being healthy, I've changed my mindset on it. Isn't all what a number on a scale says. It's, you know, okay, I move a lot, I look decent, and, you know, I can enjoy life still. And that's kind of why I changed it. Also, around this time, I moved from the night shift job, which was up moving around, to a desk job. And I feel like everybody who's worked a desk job knows that, you know, you do start putting on some weight. I worked for a tech company, a little hippie startup kind of place. So they had free food and it wasn't always healthy and all that. So I put on some weight doing that, but I was still healthy. I was working out all the time. I eventually canceled my weightlifting gym membership and then ended up, you know, trying to just run, work out at home, bought some at-home workout equipment and all that, which, you know, I miss going to the gym, getting that big pump, doing those workouts, you know, being a 20-something-year-old male. I like throwing weights on the bar, seeing how much I can lift as much as the next guy. But for multiple reasons, I canceled my gym membership. The reasonings behind that don't really need to be brought up. You know, I was driving too far. I was, you know, just, it didn't make sense at the time to still have that gym membership. So I cut those out. But was still able to maintain a healthy weight. So really, like, I guess if you are trying to lose weight, I'd keep that in mind. You know, you can still eat the foods you enjoy. You would just have to be, you know, the other 75% of the time need to be eating the stuff you don't necessarily enjoy, the super healthy food. I've since, you know, done things. You know, I've been vegetarian for 3 months at a time. And I do play around with this 75-25 rule. 75% of the time, you know, be on the super strict diet, 25% of the time, cut it, you know, do whatever you want. And I kind of changed that now. That's why I said I was, for 3 months, I was a vegetarian. So for 3 months, I was a vegetarian. And then for 2 months, I ate whatever the hell I wanted. And now I'm kind of slowly moving back towards, okay, I got to eat healthy. Personally, right now, I'm trying to cut down in some weight just because, you know, the 180-ish pounds went from 180-ish pounds of, you know, muscle-ish to a little bit more fat. And, you know, my whole thing, especially with the COVID pandemic, is being as healthy as I can. And, you know, having some extra fat isn't helping me do that. But, you know, I think the big takeaway from this for anybody looking to lose weight is keep the 75-25 rule is long as you're not trying to, if you're like a fighter or you're someone who needs to look good for like an event or something, obviously do one of those hardcore diets. Or if you've been doing the 75-20 for a while and you want to push yourself a little harder, then do something where it's like 100% all the time I'm doing the strictest diet possible. Hold on 1 second. And do that. But, you know, the one thing I always try to look at is what's sustainable. And at least for me, I've found 75-20 works. The other thing, because I still do martial arts, I still do jiu-jitsu, I've started doing Muay Thai, I've started doing boxing since then, is finding a workout that you're going to want to keep doing. As always, I will always recommend martial arts to people because a lot of times you don't realize you're working out because you're trying to think, am I doing this correctly? Am I, focusing on the technique more? Is my form right? And then the next thing you're leaving the gym drenched in sweat, having had a great workout, and you don't really notice that you had a great workout. You just think, oh, I was learning something. And that'll help you just stay active. That's the biggest part in losing weight is staying moving. I know I enjoy CrossFit. I've done CrossFit. I currently don't do it for a number of reasons. But that's another thing I'd recommend people to get into. And they're generally really good. Most CrossFit boxes are really good at teaching you the proper way to do workouts, and for the most part, they won't let you go too heavy too quick and hurt yourself. That's the big thing. Another thing I see a lot of is people, especially males my age, like to go in and be like, I'm gonna lift 800 pounds today and then not work out for another week. And that takes away from the point. If you're trying, that has its time, that has its place. But if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to get in shape, you want the consistency. I always look at it as the farmer method. Farmers are generally old school farmers, especially before, there was equipment for everything, were always in great shape. In wrestling, there's that farm boy strength that they talk about. And, it comes from, you wouldn't necessarily lift weight, but you would lift weights, but you would lift weight working on the farm all day, going in every day, every day, every day. You never like lifted something that was so heavy that you couldn't do it, multiple times, but you lifted the same 40-pound thing, multiple times a day. You just kept moving and moving and moving consistently. So keep that mindset. That's something I try to do in my workouts. It's like, okay, would I be able to do this again tomorrow? And, get that in there. Another key part that I see people make the mistake about when it comes to losing weight all the time is you need your rest days. Especially if you're taking the approach of losing weight by lifting weights or doing something like high intensity, you need rest days or your body's not going to heal. You won't necessarily see the results you're looking for. But it's a big part of losing weight and being healthy from lifting weights and doing high intensity stuff is, you build muscle, the muscle replaces the fat. Muscle weighs less than fat or more than fat, but again, all that's going to do is replace each other, and you'll eventually, lose fat, even though muscle weighs more. You won't notice a weight gain because you're cutting fat while building muscle. And in order to build muscle, like you get into the whole science of this of how muscle cells replace fat cells, that's not why you're here. But you gotta have rest days, is what I'm saying. And I've seen a lot of friends be like, oh, I'm gonna work out 7 days a week. And then after about a month, they burn out and they don't see the results they're looking for. So a lot of it's about finding balance, finding a. You do have to switch your diet. At a certain point, you have to switch your diet or you're not going to get. You're not gonna get the results you're looking for. If you've never worked out before, if you haven't worked out for a while, just working out will get you to a certain point, but you won't if you're trying to do something like I did and lose, 60 pounds like I did. You're not going to do that without changing your diet a little. You'll hit a point in plateau, which is fine. If you're just trying to lose a little bit of weight, it's fine. But the the key takeaway to this is just find something you can do day in, day out. Right now, as much as I personally don't like running, I run now just because I don't have a gym membership, and with COVID, I was planning on getting another like weightlifting gym membership this year, but with COVID, I'm already going to my MMA gym, and I don't want to risk, and so that's already some big exposure to COVID. I don't personally want to add going to a weightlifting gym and to the mix of my exposure and risk getting it that way, especially because people don't wipe down their machines. It's gross. If you do get a weightlifting gym membership, wipe down your fucking machine before and after you use it. Be courteous. You know, even before COVID, you should have been doing it for staff. Now you need to be doing it for fucking COVID. So keep that in mind if you do get one of those gyms, or if you do go to a traditional weightlifting gym. You know, so just keep all that in mind. Just find some ways to have fun. My big workout now is I have a dog, so I walk about 4 miles a day. And on top of that, you know, like I said, I have a kettlebell, I have a weight vest, I have some dumbbells. Invest in some stuff like that for some home gym stuff. Watch some YouTube videos. Get a workout plan for at home. There's a lot out right now. A lot of these sites that would sell workout plans for people with home gyms are selling some to people who may not have a bunch of equipment. You know, do stuff like that. If you really want to, look into guys like Herschel Walker, who never had gym equipment growing up, and they just did a ton of, you know, calisthenics. You can lose weight doing all this stuff, and, you know, it really helps. Just being active with all this and consistent will cause you to lose weight. And you're on lockdown. Restaurants are closed. Bars are closed. You can be the healthiest you've ever been right now. With that being said, that kind of leads me into my next thing is I feel like every time I get on social media, which I don't like doing, I get on it more now just to kind of find topics that I could potentially use for this podcast. And the one thing I see is everybody's complaining, oh, the bars are closed, oh, we're locked down, you know, and I get all this sucks, but you need to change that mindset. Look at the positives. You know, if the bars are closed, you're drinking less. If you're not going out to eat, you're eating healthier. As someone who worked in the food industry, I can tell you, cooking at home is always going to be healthier than eating out. You know, there's a lot more ingredients used in restaurant cooking that is not healthy for you. Mainly a lot more oil, a lot more butter is used on those things that make it not healthy for you. Plus, let's be honest, you're not probably going out to get, you know, you're not going to the vegan restaurant in your town. You're not going to the health food restaurant in your town when you go out. You're going to the steakhouse. You're going to the burger place. You're going to the place that may have some healthy options, but you're not getting those. So look at it that way. You're going to get healthier. You have more options to work out at home. You have more time to walk. You're not going into work. If you are still working and have been lucky enough to keep your job, you're not, you know, you don't have to commute. You're, you know, working from home. So if you wake up at the same time you're waking up to go to the office, you can go for a walk instead. Or, you know, you can do 100 push-ups before work. Or, you know, whatever. But, you know, the biggest thing is look at the positives in this. Okay, you're quarantined. You're stuck with your significant other. You can look at it as, oh shit, I never get time away from this person. Or you get to spend some more quality time with your significant other, you know, the person you, if you're living with, I hope you enjoy being around them to some point. Put the phone down. Start watching a movie series. Watch a TV series together. Turn it all off and enjoy, you know, spending time with each other. Learn a new skill with each other. If you're alone, learn a new skill. Something you don't need other people to do. Learn how to cook, you know, French cuisine. Learn how to cook, you know, that recipe your parents made for you growing up that you never learned how to make, or your grandparents or whatever, learn to speak Spanish, learn to speak French, learn to invest. Take your time and learn something new. Look at the positives. Yeah, a lot of crappy stuff has happened this year. A lot of us have been affected in different ways by this COVID lockdown by 2020. But try to look at it as the positives. That's all I'm going to try to say. Because if you look at the negatives, you're going to just see more and more and more negatives. And if you look at the positives, and I'm not going to sit here and say every day I wake up and I'm like, positive, 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 positive. Like, I wake up some days, I'm like, fuck, this sucks. I don't have a job. For anybody who's wondering, it took me 12 weeks to get unemployment after I got laid off. So, actually 13 by the time I got paid. It was 13 weeks before unemployment. And, so I'm not gonna lie and say, oh, I wake up every morning, I'm smiling, and I'm like, fuck yeah, like making the best of this situation. No, I would wake up some days and be like, this fucking sucks, I wish I had a job. This fucking sucks, I wish I had money coming in. This fucking sucks, I can't leave the apartment. Whatever it may be, like, obviously we all have those days, but then try to remind yourself, it's like, okay, if you're in my situation, you now have more time to, learn a skill to get a job you like more. You now have more time to start a podcast. You now have more time to read books. You always said you never had the time to read. Personally, I've read 4 books in 12 weeks, which I know isn't anything crazy, but, for me, that's a lot more than I was going to read if I wouldn't have gotten laid off. I have more time to train my dog now, So it's all these things where it's like, yeah, don't get me wrong, there's things that suck, but you get to start, look at the positives. You have options, you get to spend more time with family. You get to learn all these new things, and it helps. The other thing you can do if you are struggling to find the good in everything that's going on right now, stop watching the news. Get off Facebook. Get off Instagram. I know I stopped watching the news years ago, about 2 years ago, because every time after I'd watch it, I'd just like, man, everything sucks. And I know people are like, oh, you're not informed, da 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 da. Yeah, you're right. I'm not staying as informed as I should, probably. But at least what I was learning from, at least what I've realized from watching the news is, if it's something, without watching the news, rather, is if it's something major that's going on that I need to know, I'm gonna find out from a friend or something, and then I can look it up real quick. Or, if I kind of hear something in passing that's like, huh, that's interesting, I can look it up real quick. Flip on the news for something big. But for the most part, if you cut those things out, like, it's not going to make you any less of a person. It's not going to make you any less educated. Yeah, you may not know what's going on right at the moment, but let's be honest, 90% of the stuff in the news cycle isn't going to affect what you have to do today, what you have to do tomorrow. It's going to be good to know, the big things, obviously, but for the most part, we all have to get up, go to work, or in this case, get up, my case, get up, look for a job, provide for your family. Spend time with your family, try to better yourself and just be a good person. That's what you have to do every day. And watching or not watching the news isn't going to affect that from you. So turn those things off, read a book, listen to a podcast, listen to an audiobook if you're someone like me who necessarily, or at least when I was working, didn't think they had the time to read. Watch stupid TV, stuff that doesn't, if you're just trying to find happiness. Again, I think there is, when I say I watch stupid TV, I say that because I think there is some benefit in life and just turning off your brain and not thinking about anything for a while. So basically what I'm saying is try to find the best in what's going on right now. I know I'm personally going through a 21-day like self-challenge to be like a happier, better version of myself. And I'm not going to go to all the steps I'm doing for that, but it's just things. Make a list of things you think you could do for 21 days that would make you a better version of you. And then try to do as many of those things every day for 21 days as you can and see how your life changes, you know? And just take advantage of, and every negative, there's a positive if you look hard enough. And I know there's going to be people who are listening. It's like, well, this happened to me. How do I make a positive out of that? And I'm not going to have an answer for all that. I'm no expert. I'm just saying, you know, if you let the negatives rule your life, you're going to see negative after negative after negative. If you try to find the positive in that situation, things in your life will get better. You know, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be next week, it may not be next month, but things in your life will get better. You know, you can never tell that they're going to get better until you look back, but I can guarantee you, if you just let the negatives rule your life, they will never look better when you look back. Things will look like it got worse, but if you try to find the positives in those things, or do what I've done when I've gotten some, I'm not going to get into my personal life, but I've gotten some negative news in the last week or so. And when I start feeling really bad, I know I mentioned I hate going for a run, but I will go for a run and I will just crank out as hard as I can, trying to crank out all that negativity, that negative emotion, to let me think a little clearer. Go for a walk. Do those push-ups when you get that bad news. Do something. Read a book. Do something to get that like super negative energy out before you let it start dictating your life. And then try to process it. Do something where you don't have to think about it and then process it. I know there's other situations where it can get be a lot worse to where, man, even if I process this, you know, I'm still going to be all pissed off. And, you know, I'm not going to, like, there's not much I can do. Fine. But that's great. But just keep in mind, making decisions that off of emotions that'll more than likely fade. And, you know, I'm not talking about extremes here. Like if you've had family pass and stuff, obviously take your time to mourn and do all that and feel those emotions. That's healthier than me saying like, oh, you're mad or you're disappointed that you lost. You're mad that you got laid off. You're disappointed that you haven't got unemployment. Like get up, do something positive, do something to burn off that energy, and then think about what you can do to make those situations better. Then think about posting that negative review about your company. Personally, glad I went and burnt off some angry energy before I posted a negative review about the company I used to work for when I got laid off. Glad I didn't end up doing that. But just try to find the positives in life, guys. That's all I'm saying. You know, I know it's hard. It's not something everybody wants to do, but I guarantee it, if you try to find positives in the negatives, or at least go do something to burn off that negative mindset and then try to tackle whatever issue gave you that negative mindset to where you're kind of dealing with it in a level head, your life will be better down the road in the long run. You know, I can just guarantee that to y'all. You know, I can't guarantee when it'll be. I can't guarantee it'll be easy. And I can't guarantee it will work for every situation. Like I mentioned, there are some things where you do need to feel sad. You do need to feel mad. And it's up to you to determine what that'll be. But I know personally from my experiences, you know, with everything that's happened to me in the last 3 months, sitting around and moping doesn't accomplish anything. Sitting around not doing anything doesn't accomplish anything. You know, get up and do it. Do something about it, change something about it, and, you know, just go on and do it. I'm not trying to be your motivational speaker or anything, but this is things that I found that work for me time and time again. And, you know, I've recently been reminded that when I get up and start trying to make things better myself instead of waiting for them to get better, you know, they eventually get better. And it's something I forget all the time. Like I said, when I first got laid off, I moped around for the first 2 to 3 weeks, maybe even a month. Would sleep in real late, stay up real late, not do anything, not work out, which is why I'm trying to lose weight now, and not go to the gym or go to the gym and half-ass it. There's a time and a place for that, but you need to nip it in the bud before it gets bad. And things like that, or things that you just don't have any control over, get better when you try to make them better, or they'll get better if it's like a situation. I have a personal situation going on in my life right now that I have no control over it. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing my family can do. We just have to sit back and wait and hope for the best. But going and trying to make my life better, or going to try to burn off the negative energy that comes when I think about this situation, whether it be something, even talking about it in this format right now, to where, 11 people or whatever are going to listen to it, helps me realize, like, okay, there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not going to worry about this. Obviously, I'm going to hope for the best and live my life, but I'm not going to, sit around, give myself a panic attack, hoping this works out. So just keep all that in mind. 2020 is obviously a rough year for most people, but you can look back in 2 to 3 years and say 2020 was a turning point in my life for a negative or a positive, in a negative way or a positive way. And the only thing that's really going to change if it's a negative or a positive turning point in your life is how you handle the hardships coming at you right now. So, like I said, this podcast is all really off the cuff for me. I hope you all enjoyed it. Shoot me a DM, any thoughts you have on this, on the Fighting Alone podcast Instagram page. Other than that, I hope you guys all have a great day after listening to this. As always, tell your friends if you enjoyed listening to today's episode. Other than that, you guys have a great day. Bye!